Eli Midgemi Edic, to we Gilon, Squabinarkeeg, we joke him on giz horse, would you gizzy, speak woo said.
This is Seedcast Sonic Journeys. I'm Jessica Ramirez. Welcome as we listen deeply to soundscapes from the Reciprocity Project, short films that are part of our storytelling family here at Niatero. Today we are headed where the sun rises to visit the people of the dawn, the Wabanaki peoples. Wabanaki lands span all the way from Newfoundland to Maine in what is now called Canada and the United States. For thousands of years, they have welcomed the dawn. Their sacred task is to sing up the sun in order to help the sun rise. It's a reminder to focus on creating a better future. The magic of promise, a possibility, a gift about to be given. We're going to listen to the film Wetchkawabuk, The Approaching Dawn. It captures a moment in time when the Wabanaki people sing up the sun with a special guest, cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Yo-Yo Ma has fostered a collaborative relationship with the Wabanaki who created the film and whose voices you will hear today. Educator and singer Christopher Newell, vocalist Lauren Stevens, and Roger Paul, a Passamaquoddy language keeper and storyteller who shares a story of a boy and an elder singing up the sun. We'll also hear the voice of Deb Haaland, the first Native American Cabinet Secretary of the United States. This film is interwoven with three languages, English, Passamaquoddy, and the transcendent language of music. There's a gentle sea breeze and a meadow of grass above the ocean, where a semicircle of chairs embrace the landscape. Take a deep breath with the wind, get comfortable, and enjoy this sonic journey.
Chigigawas sin, Nagagichini Weskuman, Gamaj Willewan, Eji Will Giskark, Gamajanan all as well to Multibin, Eliud Bejipid, Pseede Wen, Wijoke Mine, Wijigizi Wijoke Mugaj Quabanakig, Beecher, Ela Ikpin, Mejmil Woodskinosis, where we'd had many aug, Mosuino, Eli Jixidwad, Eji Aug, Willy Nagwak, Naga Ejik Chitpak, Wetchkawabuk, Zikte Yagudi Negam Namiton, Wetchkawabuk, Wawida Hadmani Agdena, Okmasul, Eli Mejmi Edik, Tui Gilon, Squabinarkeeg, Wijoke Man Gizos, Wajigizi, Speak Woo said.
Guanude, Yo-Yo Ma asked, what would be meaningful to Wabanaki people? How do we create something that will cause transformation? I said, play your music at sunrise because it's part of our culture.
Bejita hazin wud skinosis, tulian, yala bid nid negum, wud tak wichku kwebi chiji twin, yut de wijuo, tial nitil chiji twin all, beji nudje webel agizos, chil mousu in org. Dapuna chiji twin, sikdel mutuo. Idumnit skinosis. Dunabwentli ewebelan gizosil. Idumnit chiji twin, idum dotswe lintue one. Dotswe will as welcome one. Aga dotswe psidewen wijuke gamu. Wide lint. Idumnit skinosis. Gago belintu. Chiji twin tial, dandapu gek, geskwidechi bejewig kmashonuk, sagawood, magentun yagwood, skinosis, wood chiji twin, negamdena magentun, majekidum asin, elabdumilted, that dogwil chibenuk.
I had a really interesting idea that I would teach Yo-Yo a song, a powwow song. And he's going to accompany me. So we're going to see how this is going to go. So you ready to give it a try? All right, here we go.
Cello.
Our ancestors have 12,000 years of welcoming the day. The meaning for me, personally, in welcoming the sun is deep. I truly am thankful for every day that I get. That I get to be a dad to my kids, and I get to raise them in a world where I hope that when I'm done here in this place, I've left it better for them. And that's what it's all about.
Itena mena gajide sakki spigu san gizus dukide gizami kid water de psido en numial ejag wulmum kuzit ejag bidia teg psigek jiji tonia de yagnik teg skijinog nik teg skwabna kig. Chiji tunia denid, eli gizus, gamaj giz elmagun, elmiad, menagaj de elmiad, musquinag, elmiad, natsagiad gidgihi, wasis, wajina negamo, gizi will inimit artit, naga will mumkuzitit, Gilun nid, squabana keeg, that's well look yew. Nagagamudge nid, see the hudman in. Nid lay just skamil. Chewily one.
To be around our tribal elders, being able to learn songs, being able to just be present is beautiful. We are Wabanaki, we're still here. Our youth can see this, people that they know, taking space, holding space unapologetically. Chivalun.
I feel very committed to embracing my obligation as a Pueblo woman to care for this earth and to care for the people on it. When I think about what my ancestors went through, fighting famine and drought, trying to live through colonization, holding on to the land because that's what gives us life, we can't ever give up.
I think meaning is so elusive, and yet everybody who spoke today was filled with meaning. The fact that you can think of seven generations back and seven generations forward is a big lesson for us. Who can think that way? You can. The way you take care of the land and the way you take care of one another, we can learn from that. And so your gift to us, we now have to carry forward and do.
We all here to not just listen to people, but what follows is perhaps the most powerful thing. We have to take those things into consideration seriously. If we just leave here feeling good temporarily, then we've wasted our time. I see a lot of optimism because I see the generation to follow me. I see the next generation working their damnedest. We have a lot of work to do. They have a lot of work to do. K'chiwuliwun.
Ma wam kava zotine, wate
Wow, I'm really appreciative of getting to hear this story. The last speaker we heard was Wayne Newell, who is now an ancestor. The film was made in his loving memory, and we also want to honor him by dedicating this special episode of Seedcast to him. His values live on through his son, Christopher Newell, who is the co-director of the film. Here's Christopher.
Our film, it's really about a moment that was captured. Lauren, Roger, myself, we're part of a collaborative team with Yo-Yo Ma. Yo-Yo Ma asked a question, what could he do that would be meaningful to Wabanaki people? Thinking to us and our cultural ways as people of the dawn, I suggested that he should experience what it would be like to play his music at sunrise, which is something that we were born up and raised with. He was 100% for it. We ended up capturing a beautiful moment of music and what music can do across cultures. For somebody that's got a 5-decade-plus career and 18 Grammys, Yo-Yo Ma walked into our territory as a guest and behaved as a guest. Speaking with him in his office afterwards, it changed his life. You know, he thinks about the world in a different way as a result of what happened. That's why I say I feel so much like the representation of what ended up in the film is really so much more our voice than his. How many documentaries have been produced about Wabanaki people that were not produced by Wabanaki people, right? This was us shaping that story.
I'm so grateful that we're able to share this story with you all. The act of listening isn't where our experience should stop. We should carry these feelings and make sure to share it with the world. And that is what is so cool about this film. It's a great example of authentic allyship. Yo-Yo Ma continues to show up to support Indigenous voices and lifeways with his music. He has a program called Our Common Nature to bridge humanity, music, and respect for our Mother Earth. And he's also a board member at Neotero. I was also so impressed to hear how powerful these moments can be. And I'm inspired to witness more of these types of collaboration and to continue to recognize powerful, authentic acts of solidarity. Thank you to Christopher Newell, Roger Paul, Brianna Smith, and Lauren Stevens for creating this film and the space to listen, welcome the dawn, and imagine our future together. This event was filmed at Munaskadig, Shudik Point, Maine. Directors of photography, Jeff Greachy and Ben Severance. Editors, Jacob Beercham and Chi Ho Lee. Reciprocity theme song by Jen Kreisberg. Featured musicians, Hawk Henry's flute, Rolf Richter, flute, Yo-Yo Ma, cello, Lauren Stevens and Christopher Newell, vocals, and Matt Dana II, Lynn Mitchell, and Christopher Newell on drums. Welcome song composed by Blanche Sakabason. Untitled powwow song composed by Kenny Merrick Jr. Summer in the High Grassland, composed by Zhao Zhiping, courtesy of Silk Road. Traditional humbling song translated by Dina and Martin Francis. Thank you to Upstander Project and REI Co-op Studios who partnered with Neotero to create all the films in the Reciprocity Project. Watch this film and more at reciprocity.org. To learn more about Neotero, visit us at neotero.org. And please check out Seedcast on Instagram at neotero_seedcast. This episode was produced and edited by Stina Hamlin. Story editing and audio mix by Jenny Asarno. The executive producer of Seedcast is Tracy Rector. The senior producer is Jenny Asarno. Seedcast producers are Julie Keck, Stina Hamlin, and me, Jessica Ramirez. Associate producer, Ha Heo Awai Decker. Neotero social media by Nancy Kelsey. Transcripts by Sharon Arnold. Seedcast graphics by Cindy Chischilly. Seedcast theme song is Rooted by Mia Kami. I'm your host, Jessica Damidas, and we look forward to sharing more stories like this with you all very soon.
Like the wind, we still move. Like the waves, we rise high. Like the sun, we never die. No staying quiet, we stand united.